is why identity politics can never work. Every person at his core has one particular thing that they really identify. And this is actually, feminism is a great example of this. There's been all kinds of controversy in feminism recently due to the transgender activism. The Seven Sisters colleges that are still female-only don't know what to do about people applying who used to be men. Or what if you're a woman who's now claiming to be a man? Can you be admitted? And so feminists have to decide what's more important, the way you were born or what you identify yourself as being. This has also been a problem in feminism historically between white feminists and minority feminists. And feminism originated as such, second wave feminism originated, you know, with these white, educated, middle and upper class women. And then all women from minority groups came and said, well, your way of life only works because we've been raising your kids and cleaning your houses and doing all these nasty jobs that you don't want to do because you think you should all be pilots and CEOs. So any group, any protest like this that makes identity politics its platform is always going to fall apart because of infighting.